May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Geuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Geuk Audio and Geuk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to read the third and final segment of the Beginner's Mind lecture Shunyu Suzuki gave on November 11th, 1965. 65, 11, 11. At the, you know, if you want to see it and hear, you know, get to the audio, and which is newly discovered, and it's on the Zen Center site now and on the Engage Wisdom site. And if you want to see various stages of editing that, and maybe I'll put the chapter from the book on it. You know, that'd be fair use. Nobody care and notice. I have two chapters from the book. No, I think I have more like five here and there on shunyusuzuki.com or kuke.com. There's two of them that don't exist anywhere else, only in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. There's no transcript anywhere. And there's no audio that we've been able to find. So I just used the chapters from Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind for those lectures in the archive, because that's the best we could do. So let me give you a little news before I start reading it. And maybe I'll get the audio and play that for you, too. I might swipe it off the Zen Center site, so you can hear that. So we can spend a little time with the Zen Mind Beginner's Mind lecture, since it is his most famous lecture. I just wanted to say Katrinka, my beloved wife, arrived yesterday after a week of quarantine in Jakarta, about 6 weeks in America, 7 weeks gone. Oh, yeah, 7 weeks gone. You know, she's visiting her son and his family in Oregon and some friends in the Bay Area. Very little time in the Bay Area. Anyway, she's back, so that's cool. Okay, here's the concluding part of this very short lecture. I could have read it all at once. Maybe I'll do that next time. I'm going to read different versions of it. We're making a verbatim now, and so far there is no absolutely verbatim. This is very close to verbatim, though. But this was done before we had the audio, which we just got recently. So he says, I was very much impressed by, well, wait, let me say, you know, he was giving these talks in Los Altos. All but one chapter of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind is from his Los Altos talks. He gave them 65 and 66. In the morning, they're very brief talks, and they are, he never did better. I mean, pardon me, in terms of really nailing succinctly what he had to say. There's a lot of very profound stuff elsewhere, and some of the lectures really hold together well, but they really need editing. And some of these are so close, what he said, to the final editing. Anyway, this one has a bit to comment on that is not the same as in the book. Anyway, all right, here we are. I was very much impressed by your practice this morning, although your posture was not perfect. But the feeling you have here is wonderful. There is no comparison to it. At the same time, we should make our effort to keep this feeling forever in your practice. This is very, very important. In Japanese art, when you master some art, when you become a successor to your master, you will receive some paper on which something is written. No one knows what it is. It is very difficult to figure out what it is, to explain what it is. But if you have beginner's mind, it's all right. If you can say, thank you very much from the bottom of your heart, that's all right. If you say, what it is, you have no secret. You can say, thank you very much. That's enough. But this is very difficult. So by your practice, we must make our beginner's mind more and more. We should appreciate beginner's mind. This is the secret of practice, Zen practice. Okay, so that's all we've got so far. Now, look, here's a good place for editing, right? Suzuki says, if you say what it is, come on, Shinryu. If you can say, what is it? You have no secret. You can say, thank you very much. That's enough. Now, if you can say what it is. No, it's not a question. I think this is a mistake. Look, it down here is, it says, if you can say what it is, has a question mark. No, it doesn't. I think the transcription needs editing. They have that in quotes, if you can say what it is. No, it should just be, if you say what it is, you have no secret. Right, because I read it and I said, if you can say what is it, you have no secret. And I thought, well, wait a minute, what is it is cool. There you're not saying you know, but it's the opposite. He's saying, if you can say what it is. In other words, if you think you've nailed it and you've got it, you've got no secret. So that calls for a note there and for transcribing that differently. Now, this is the sort of thing we're constantly doing. But this to me is sort of dramatic because it's the oldest transcript we have of this lecture. You can say thank you very much. Now, Jerry Halpern pointed out to me, and he was at these lectures, and at Tassajara. These lectures all happened before Tassajara. There might be one from 67, but that would probably be early, and we didn't. Well, enough on that. Jerry Halpern says to him, the best part of the lecture is not in Zen Mind Beginner's Mind. It's in this last paragraph where he says, if you can say thank you very much from the bottom of your heart, that's all right. Hey, have you ever read the very famous Meister Eckhart quote? Of course, he wrote it in German. If your only prayer is to say thank you, that is enough. That would suffice. Thank you is it's just a fundamental part of a lot of spiritual practice. Mine, for what it's worth, I mean, there's Jodo Shinshu is pretty much based on thank you, you know. Arigatai kokoro, grateful mind. I say thank you constantly. I say thank you to inanimate objects. And if you've listened to me a lot of times, this is not the first time I've said that. But you know what I realized recently? I say thank you to abstract things. Because everything is Buddha, and it's just as much Buddha as anything else. I mean, living beings, you say thank you to a living being, and that's important. We have to prioritize, you know, living beings over inanimate objects. But, you know, when you get deeper, the living beings and the inanimate objects are the same thing, except they're not a thing, right? And then even abstract things, it's everything is the same. But, you know, that's getting too far afield, you know. And I'm out of my league there, so pardon me. Somebody sort of ties thank you into beginner's mind, grateful mind into beginner's mind. You know, what is beginner's mind? It means experiencing everything fresh, you know, not as a know-it-all. And that might seem easy to do, but it's not. We immediately become know-it-all. Some people really got the know-it-all thing down. One thing it's hard not to get into is knowing a lot of trivia and then knowing historical facts, knowing names of things, and, you know, having all sorts of dates and details. That's cool. I mean, that's fun. I'm into it. But I think the best way to be into that is just to enjoy it and not think it's going to serve you in any other way than just enjoying it at the moment. Okay, this has gone on long enough. Except for one thing. I read these three parts of Beginner's Mind, very brief lecture, instead of the last audio clip, instead of using the last audio clip for Crooked Cucumber. And that's because the last audio clip that comes in the audio book for Crooked Cucumber, right, is at the end of the epilogue and is right before, right after the end. You got to say the end for Audible. It's just thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I thought, well, if I'm going to play that audio clip, I've got to put it in some context. So I won't do it with this Shaggy Dog story podcast, but I'll do it. So thank you very much for coming. This has been a cute audio mini podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Dog at Bandita, Feline Cuchita, Guest Dog at Bambita, Boombita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're all wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.